The other issue is there's another taxane around, which is nab-paclitaxel or Abraxane. What are your thoughts about that agent? Where do you see it heading?
Well, it's essentially what it is a cremaphore-free formulation of paclitaxel. So I would expect it to behave in a similar way to paclitaxel, and it does in metastatic disease. I think the key question is, what toxicities is a cremaphore contributing to the original paclitaxel formulation, and is it impairing the anti-tumor efficacy? And I think those questions remain unresolved. There are studies that are in development trying to address those questions. But I think certainly for metastatic disease, it represents a reasonable alternative. If one looks at how the drug is being used, I think very few people are actually using it in the every 3-week schedule as originally evaluated. Most people are using it on a weekly schedule.
100 or 125?
I believe people have looked at both doses. The 100 seems to be more tolerable.
Right. Is that what you think people are doing in practice?
Yes, I believe people are doing that.
The issue about whether it's going to have greater anti-tumor effect, I guess we don't have an answer to that. But in terms of sort of practical clinical issues, the two things that have been laid out on the table is shorter infusion time and lack of need for pre-medication. How helpful do you think that is?
Yeah, I agree that those are real advantages. The flip side is the greater cost associated with the administration. In our practice, we're now beginning to, if patients tolerate the first dose of paclitaxel well, to cut back on the steroids and subsequent infusions. There's not a lot published about that, but it can be done. It just requires some attention.
It's really kind of tricky for us as a CME group to navigate the whole area of cost and how does that come into a CME program. But I was interviewing someone recently who made this statement, quote, if there was no difference in cost, I would never use paclitaxel. I'd only use NAB. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think that's a fair statement.
Because it's kind of a shame if that's the case that, you know, if people think there's an advantage that it can't be used. I guess we could also question metastatic versus adjuvant, how, you know, compulsive we need to be about getting data. Do you think we need adjuvant trials with NAB to be able to use it in the adjuvant setting?
Well, I know the FDA does.
Yeah, right.
Because they're...
But from a clinical science perspective, do you want to see that yourself?
I would like to see some data. I think the problem is the nature of the data. And it's been estimated that in order to do the types of trials that would normally be required for FDA approval, which in this case would be a non-inferiority trial, you would need to accrue tens of thousands of patients. And that's probably not the best utilization of resources. So I think the availability of these new formulations of different drugs are going to pose challenges, regulatory challenges, with regard to what are the appropriate endpoints for regulatory approval.
Yeah, and you have, you know, CTEP or the FDA bouncing arms off of trials that try to look at that, because they don't think it's important enough in terms of, you know, really trying to make strides in the war on cancer. And yet, you know, clinicians would like to have answers to those questions. It seems like it's a real dilemma. I mean, you see the same thing with capecitabine and colon cancer. You know, are we going to go do all these trials again to show it's the same as 5-FU? But I guess also is the question of whether or not this infusion time, lack of premedication, again, assuming somehow the cost issue could be straightened out, is actually a significant benefit or, you know, maybe not. I don't know. You know, it seems like people do consider it helpful to patients, but I'm not sure the magnitude of how people perceive.
I think that varies from practice to practice, and certainly in busier practices where chair time is an issue, it could be a significant issue for those groups and for individual patients who may have toxicities that are related to cremaphore or the steroids.